Do you wish, you know, sometimes I think with some of the media coverage of events that happen, I almost wish that there could be some forum in which people could talk about what really happened. Or I was talking with Kathy Lins last week, who's out at Durwood Glen. They're doing a mental health summit this coming weekend. And we were talking about how, you know, people can look at someone that's struggling with something and say, what's wrong with them? And that's kind of the natural thing that people have been trained, I think, culturally over time. But with mental health awareness, one of the things you learn to ask is, I wonder what happened to make that person respond that way, to learn that behavior. Because most times, even our behaviors that are even, you know, dysfunctional were learned behaviors that were ways of coping with certain situations. Do you find that's the same thing that you ask when a situation happens with, you know, like police brutality or whatnot, that you ask, or are you aware of the situation that was really going on there that doesn't get covered, that I wish there was a forum for, well, this is what, let's look at the other side of the picture, or let's look at what else was going on, instead of just, oh, that's another case of that, blah, blah, you know, and it just fires up the fuel.
Yeah, you know, obviously there have been some situations nationally where police officers did things that they shouldn't have done. And you'll have that with any profession. There are plumbers that will do things that they shouldn't do. There are doctors that will do things that they shouldn't do. Every profession has something like that. What we need to do as a profession is we need to be open and honest and transparent with the public. When things like that happen, we have to admit that something happened that shouldn't have happened. But more importantly than that, we need to train individuals, and we need to hire individuals that have a high level of integrity, that are doing the right thing on a day-to-day basis. And when something does happen and the public starts to jump to conclusions that this was an inappropriate use of force, my opinion is that we need to be open, honest, and transparent as early as possible. We need to share the details of what happened. We need to share why it happened. And obviously, within the constraints of following all the rules and stuff that we have to follow during a prosecution, there are certain things that we can't make public right away. But to the extent possible, we try to be that way at the Sauk Brae Police Department. We try to be open and transparent. When something happens, we try to get the word out there and explain from our perspective why this happened.
Sure. Well, in that, you touch on some kind of key points there, too, of having that sort of mutual trust, that mutual respect for one another, that mutual understanding of the position that each, you know, force is operating from. That takes time, you know, building that relationship. And, you know, I would hope that in a community like ours, it's maybe easier to do that because you've got a closer constituency and a closer connection to the community. Chicago or someplace, that's got to be tremendously difficult for a police chief or commissioner to build that kind of trust with as huge a population as they have. And, you know, and they might have some precincts with the guys have great relationships and some where they don't, and it just, it becomes so much more complex.
Yeah, you know, we were talking before we went on air about the community that we live and work in. Again, what a great group of people. I mean, our community has come together repeatedly to do great things. You know, most recently, the Fences Amongst Friends initiative that happened here. Again, that's an example of our community stepping up and helping people that they didn't even know. And since I was on the radio last year, obviously there's been a lot of things that have gone on in law enforcement across the country where there's been a lot of negative stories out there about law enforcement. And I can't count the number of people that have stopped by the police station, dropped off treats for the police officers, dropped off cards and letters thanking them for what they do day in and day out. The support has done nothing but increase in our community over the past year. And it really does your heart good to see that happen. We have a lot of young police officers in our community that have transferred here from other agencies, and they repeatedly say to me that they're in awe of the way that our community responds to police officers and the way that they support not only our police officers, but all of our emergency services workers.
Sure.
Obviously, we couldn't do what we do without the help of the firefighters and the EMTs on a day-to-day basis.
Sure.
And there's really a close-knit camaraderie amongst those groups.
So keep it up, Sauk Brae, right? It's that's something that boy, you know, you don't realize it until it's lost how special that is. So if people can just continue to, you know, nurture those seeds. I mean, I think of it like farming, you know, you reap what you sow, and hopefully people just continue to sow those seeds of respect and compassion and understanding. What are some things we can do? I mean, ongoing, what are the things that normal citizens can do to help foster that good plant, that good soil, if you will?
You know, we talk about this a lot with different neighborhood watch groups and stuff that we have going on. There are a lot of neighborhoods where people don't really seem to have the time to get to know their neighbors like they used to. You don't see a lot of people sitting out on the porch or having a little picnic get together in their own neighborhood. We're starting to see more and more of that happening now as people are trying to take care of each other and watch out for each other. And it's very, very effective. Our society has gone very digital. Everything is, you know, social media, mm-hmm. Communicating via Facebook. It's okay to get out and walk around the neighborhood and talk to your neighbors. If somebody new moves in, it's okay to get to know them.
Sure.
And talk to them. And sure. I think that when you look around the Sauk Prairie area, there's a lot of that still going on. And sure. It's really, really kind of neat to see that.
Are there, or I think we're running, I can't believe that this goes by so quick. You were thinking, oh, half hour, that's not, it's not much time at all. Any fun stories? What's one of the most interesting things that's happened to you as a police officer over your time?
I think getting interviewed on this radio show.
That's a cop out.
I really wanted to come in today. I'm used to asking the questions, I wanted to be able to ask you a few questions.
Oh, sure.
Okay, if you could be any animal, what would it be?
I'm going to go with beagle because I have 3 beagles at home and they get to just lay around and sleep all day long. I think that would just, that'd be marvelous. So
that's really all the questions I have.
That settles it right there.
That settles it.
Oh, I told Amanda I was going to ask you this. Why blue? Do you know the why?
Yeah, blue is very slimming.
Oh.
You know, so from a distance, when you take a look at me, it's actually very flattering.
There you go. So what a beefed up officer we have dealing with us today, right? So he's a mean green. So I can't say green because you don't wear green. Oh, I know. There was what was that other question here? That was a hard one, too, because most interesting law, I kind of had to think about that. That was, you're going to have to next year when you're on, we'll have to ask you what's the most interesting law that you found on the books. But is there one that's harder to, are there laws that are harder to enforce than others? Like that you, I mean, do you ever have any personal misgivings, I guess. I don't know how to say it, but, you know, there have to be laws that all of us are like, it's just a stupid law, you know, that where it just, you have that own moral dilemma. Well, my job is to enforce the law, but I really wonder about the wisdom of this one.
Yeah, you know, obviously there are laws out there that I may not personally think is a high priority to enforce, but when I took the oath of office, I swore to enforce all of those laws. We're not in a position to make the laws. It is our job to enforce them, as you said, and to think of one law right off the top of my head. I don't really have anything for you today.
Next year, I'm getting you on that one too. So, well, you know, thank you so much. Thanks for the work that you do. Please extend our thanks to the entire police force here. We just added a couple of new officers too, didn't we? Because I know we have our poster up with all the officers as of last year, and I wasn't able to get over there and get the new officers' photographs, but there actually are 2 more. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually, they replaced 2 officers that left the agency.
Okay.
So we have one officer that transferred here from the city of Dodgeville, okay. And another officer that we hired as his first job as a police officer. They're really, really nice guys. They're doing a great job out here, and okay. I really encourage you to stop down and get to know them a little bit.
Do you have that sense when you interview somebody for a job that there's this guy's going to fit really well into the force?
Yeah, we go through a very extensive recruiting process, and we actually have multiple interview panels that interview police officers.
Okay.
One of those panels is made up of citizens from our community, so we like to get that citizen feedback and input on the type of officer that they're looking for our community and the style.
Okay.
That officer will bring into the community.
Okay.
And we've been very, very fortunate. I work with a great group of people down at the police department, and they really make my job easy.
Are there any closing concerns? Are there things that you would like the community to be aware of or that you've noticed as growing issues that we should all maybe be on a little more heightened sense of alert or be watching for?
Yeah, you know, I think you can sit down any night and you can watch the news and you can know that drugs obviously are a big concern. We see a lot of issues with heroin and methamphetamine in the area, and we're working on that. We have people working with the Drug Task Force that are working on that from an enforcement standpoint. We have community partners that are working on it from a treatment standpoint. We have one of the greatest groups, in my opinion, in the country that is working on addiction issues here in the community. Dr. McAuliffe at the Prairie Clinic and the Sauk Prairie Hospital has been a true champion for trying to get treatment into the forefront and to treat addiction as a disease. Okay. We have St. Vincent de Paul up in Prairie du Sac that has been operating the CARE Project, and they've been doing a fantastic job up there. We have partners throughout Sauk County Human Services and stuff that are working on it from a treatment aspect. So we're trying to take a multi-pronged approach to dealing with that issue.
Sure.
Because it does affect all of us. And the biggest thing that I tell people is don't keep your head in the sand and think that things like this are not in the Sauk Prairie area, because they are here and they can be very deadly. And it's very, very important to engage in a conversation with your children about the dangers of heroin, especially. We're seeing a high rate of overdose deaths all across the country, and that does happen here.
And who knows what the next new drug will be out there that, you know, as we synthesize things and whatnot. It's just the problem goes deeper than just the drug. I mean, we see that too, just with when there have been certain situations of a person with heroin or a problem with that, and they're stealing more because of they have to feed that habit. So, you know, it just has sort of a downward spiral in terms of the way it affects the community. So,
absolutely.
So, well, again, thanks so much for being a part of the show today. We're going to take another quick break, and when we break, boy, I have this. Maybe you could teach me something about enunciation. I'm sure you have to talk clearly as a police officer, right? So slow down, use your enunciation, use your tongue. But we're going to take a quick break again here on 99.7 FM, WRPQ Radio, and come back with some quick community announcements. So don't go anywhere, folks.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Have you noticed? People are moving their exercise from indoors to outdoors. Enjoying the warm weather while training for spring and summer sports is exhilarating. Sometimes that exhilaration leads to overdoing, causing injury, especially if you're prone to old injuries, haven't worked out for a while, or didn't properly warm up. When injuries occur, the family medicine providers of Prairie Clinic are here to care for your sports injury needs. Call 608-643-3351 to schedule an appointment at Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Emerald is the birthstone for the month of May. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall carries a variety of beautiful emerald pieces. This popular precious gemstone is available in earrings, pendants, rings, and bracelets in settings of white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. Celebrate May with a beautiful emerald piece from Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, where good things do come in small packages.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's, live from Sauk City at the wonderful floor of McFarland's Retail Service Center. Our guest today has been Chief Gerald Strunz. Thanks again, Chief Strunz. It's just always fun to have you on the show. Get to talk. You give me a hard time, too, and I can't do anything about it.
I appreciate the invitation.
Always a pleasure. So we always get to talk about interesting things, too, which is, I think that's one of the real joys of doing this job, honestly. But just some quick community announcements. Last week, Kathy Linz was on the show, but this Friday and Saturday is the Gathering on Mental Health up at Durward's Glen Retreat. So anyone that's interested in that starts, there's actually a community part of that. They're doing some training for mental health professionals, or actually all kinds of folks, school educators, some things for just trauma care in general, for church officials, people that might want to just learn more about things to watch for, steps needed to manage one's health, encouraging people to that live with mental illness. But there is a group that's meeting on Friday night and Saturday up until I believe noon, and they'll be talking about large and small group sessions to tackle the stigma of mental illness and suicide with within a church setting even. So good information. Kathy's got a great group of people assembled for that. So if you want to learn more about mental health and all the issues surrounding that, talk to Kathy Linsout at Durwards Glen. You can call out there at 356-8113 and get more information, or contact by email at theglen150@gmail.com. Also, on Friday, May 12th, I believe that. Yeah, Friday. Free flowers for moms and a broad fry. Yes, only here in Sauk Prairie. Free flowers for mom and a broad fry. The Bug Tussle Internet folks that are right down there on Highway 12 are going to have their Buford the Bug. I like that, Buford. I'd get in the Buford the Bug suit just because I love the name Buford. And then he's going to be handing out flowers to moms, grandmas, aunties, or anyone that buys a brat. And they're also running a half-price activation promo there for anyone who signs up for service. Also, don't forget the farmer's market has started up now, right? At the beginning of May, that starts up down on Water Street there in between in the green area between Trip Heritage Museum and Ziegler Photography. And they will have locally grown vegetables, some berries, some baked goods. All the money proceeds goes to the October Feed My Starving Children mobile pack. There's also some fair trade roasted coffee beans from John Bryant Brennan and others. Locally raised tilapia fish, all kinds of fun things. Get down there for farmers market. Also on Saturday the 13th from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m., the Alliance Volunteer Workday is going on. So from 9 until noon, they're going to be doing some ecological restoration work at the Hillside Prairie at the former Badger plant. So people are gathering about 9 a.m. at the main entrance to the former plant across from that Citgo station out there on Highway 12. And then after they assemble, they're all going to carpool out to the work site at Sauk Prairie State Recreation Area. It's the only remnant of the original Sauk Prairie on Badger. So there actually was an untouched area, so you can actually see what it looked like. This is my favorite on Saturday also from 10 a.m. because it made me think of my daughter when she was a little girl. From 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Sauk City Library is the Fancy Nancy Tea Party. The Fancy Nancy, and that just sounds fun right away. Apparently there's a series of books that must have come out after Liz was a kid, but the Fancy Nancy books, and so you can enjoy fancy food, activities, fun based on the Fancy Nancy book series. So participants are encouraged to dress up for this special event. Chief, I don't want to see you dressed up as Fancy Nancy. Okay. That would not be appropriate for the Sauk Prairie police image.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that.
So he's a fancy. That's a British term, I think. He's a fancy. So anyways, also then on May 13th is the Badgerland Exteriors are having a spring concert out at the Vines. You know, I've never been out to the Vines. Out on Shep Road in Sauk City, there's two bands playing, Lazy Dead Poet and West on 12. Lazy Dead Poet. Now, there's an interesting name for it, but you almost want to hear them just to hear what their music is like. Oh, the Raven never more. That's a Lazy Dead Poet. Anyways, great eats from two local establishments, Wood Barbecue and Windmill Pizzeria, are going to be out there. There's a bouncy house for kids, beanbag toss. Oh, so much fun. So that about wraps it up for today on Mornings at McFarland's. Join us again next week. I believe next week we're going to have somebody in from the Aldo Leopold Center is coming to join us. I'm not sure even who my guest is yet. Buddy Hoffiger was going to let me know, and he's got to pick on somebody, I guess, because there's some events coming up for the Aldo Leopold Center. I think a family day coming up. They're going to be talking about that. And we're also going to have, next week at the show for the Madison Barbecue Fest. So you guys must be getting ready for that, too, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of things going on in town with all the people that join us for the barbecue fest, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people coming to town for that.
So I think, estimated like 12,000 or something like that the first year. And yeah, last year the weather was lousy, but
this year I think the weather's going to be better.
Yeah, they're saying it looks like 60s and sunny, so yeah, always fun when all that many people come looking for barbecue. But thanks for joining us today on Mornings at McFarland's. We hope you enjoyed the show. Again, thanks to my guest, Chief Gerald Strunz. Happy National Police Week on the 15th, especially.
Thank you.
So, and give my congratulations to Jeff for being able to go out and be on the motorcycle brigade. That's quite an honor.
I'll do that. Check out our Facebook page for pictures of the activities he's involved in.
Ooh, that'll be fun. Partying with the New York police officers. I'm sure that'll be fun. Huh? He tells me those guys know how to party. So, anyways, you guys have a great week. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMar's Plumbing.